The last week I touched upon the importance of reading scriptures, Swadhyaya. It helps in going within and settling down well, helps in discovering ourselves. Swadhyaya, importance of Swadhyaya. And the Swadhyaya, when it is practiced on a regular basis, it evolves, opens up as tapas. Swadhyaya leads to tapas. Tapas means when you start going deep within, you will have a focus for your life. Tapas indicates, means having a focus for our life is called as a tapas. Many of us ask what is the aim of your life, they say, I take life as it comes. Like a philosopher, they talk, but without any aim. When you start going through the scriptures, it starts giving a focus in your life, goal of your life, and it propels you, I should reach that one. That goal, I have to attain that goal. Tapas, when you start going in, and when your goal of your life is so focused and so noble and so committed, then you won't worry about hurdles in your life. Small pinpricks in your life, you won't get worried. Maybe a very cold day or a hot day, or I may lose the job, or I may not have enough to eat. Nothing will bother me because my goal of my life is set. I am working towards that one. My goal, tapas. Tapas means working towards that goal, come what may. I won't give up. That is the commitment for my life. That strength, I get that one through Swadhyaya, reading through the scriptures, reading from the great people, great masters, from the divine beings, reading from them, you will get a commitment for our life. I should reach that one, come what may. Tapa means heat, and endure the heat of your life. Come what may, I will withstand the difficulties in my life. It says, those who do not have that much of commitment in their life, those who do not have tapas in their life, tapa has two letters, tapa, it becomes pata, pata means fall. They will fall down in their life. They won't go up in their life. If you want to go up in your life, excel in your life, you should have tapas. Tapas, we get the nourishment for the tapas from scriptures. The tapas, the goal, what we take in our life is dependent on everyone's nature. Depends on our nature, we pick up the goal. And the tapas in Sri Krishna in the 18th chapter talks about sattvika tapas. Sattvika yadagre visham iva pariname amrutopamam tatsukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. The sattvic people, noble people, and they have a goal. Goal is very pure. Their target is initially difficult to practice. It is not easy to practice, but they won't give up. It's like a poison at the beginning. Everyone will be laughing at that this person. He's a madman and he doesn't know how to enjoy the life. When everyone is enjoying the party, this person endures the insults, doesn't give up. Initially, it's like a poison, but as the days pass by, this person goes up in the life, up, excels. Whereas those people were laughing, ridiculing, partying, slowly they go down. Initially it is difficult, like a poison, but at the end it is like a nectar. That type of practice, those who do, that is a sattvic. It's a sattvic tapas. Rajasic tapas is the one, it Vishayendriya Samyogam Yet Tadagre Amrutopamam Pariname Vishamiva Tat Sukham Rajasam Spritam. One who is so attached to the senses, partying, and initially that person takes the easy means. What is very pleasing? What is everyone media glorifies? He or she jumps into that one like a party at the beginning, but it ends up like a sorrow, disease, sickness. I thought that is the great path, but ends up in sickness, sorrow, and disappointment. That rajasic people, they take that one. And the tamasic people, they take one, another inferior type of people. It's a yadagre chanu bandecha sukam mohana atmanaha nidra alasya pramadotam tattamasa udahritam. The other people, they do the tapas. It's their tapas, and they make the beginning itself helpless. They started off helpless. They are like taking drugs. They feel helpless. Without that one, they can't survive. Chanu bandecha. They feel bound, sleep. They can't shrug off their laziness, lethargyness. Nidra, alasya, laziness, sleep. That they go lower in their evolution. And sattvic, if everyone does tapas, like for example, if a new iPhone will come, people will queue up overnight. It's a tapas. Whole night they will be waiting outside the shop. But the product, what they get, the product, it will have a depreciating value. I get the iPhone today, after 1 year, the price has dropped half. Is that the tapas? The tapas we have to invest, such a one, its value goes up, not depreciate. And I stand up in a movie theater, new movie is releasing, whole night I will be waiting outside the queue, and next day, for 3 hours of pleasure, and whole night sleep has gone, that tapas. It is not called as a tapas. Tapas means you should have a goal for your life. Goal, excel. You should blossom in your life. The commitment, what we have, they invest, the tapas, Sri Krishna says, the tapas, you do it in the physical level, talking level, and thinking level. The physical level, like asana we are doing, it is preparing ourselves to the tapas, able to sit in posture, endure the difficulties, your ankle hurts, back hurts, endure that one, physical level. And in the mental level, have a goal for your life. Goal, focus on your life, noble goal, auspicious goal. That goal should bring in good to you and good to others. And in the talking level, be kind to others. Well, talking is a kind, tapas, three levels. And why we had to do the tapas, and in the Kathopanishad, and Yama talks to the Nachiketa, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nibodhata Kshurasya Dhara Duratya Durgam Kshurasya Dhara Nishitam Duratya Durgam Tat Kavayo Vadanti. It says the why we have to have a goal, you have to come up in your life, excel, come off your discard your shrug, laziness, lethargyness, arise, awake. You have slept enough in your life. No more, you are not come here to sleep, while away your time and go away. You have come here for a noble cause, arise, awake, slept enough. And stop not till you reach that goal. Your goal is so good, so noble. And this path is not for ordinary, weak-hearted people. This path is like walking on a razor blade. Very sharp knife, you're walking on that one. Small mistake, you'll fall off or cut off your feet. This path is for the brave hearted. Do not get disappointed. Arise, awake, stop not till you reach your goal. This path is most difficult. It is not for weak hearted, it's not, but you can do. Have an inspiration for your life. Have a guide, teacher who can inspire your life to excel in your life and achieve the brilliant. Have a goal, have an inspirer, have a teacher. Get motivated by the teacher and do not stop till you hit the goal. That is tapas. Through tapas, we can do that one. Kathopanishad says, O Yama tells Nachiketa to all of us, through Nachiketa says, you are not here to come and while away your time and go. You have come here for a purpose. Do not give up. Do not lose the focus of your life. Focus and do not stop till you reach your goal. And through tapas, we can. Tapas is mandatory to reach that one. We'll touch upon on the other dimension of tapas. What is physical level, mental level, and talking level? I will touch upon in the next class. Lie down on your back.